This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Life-saving oxygen is in short supply as India faces a devastating surge of COVID-19 infections. Families are often left to ferry people sick from the coronavirus from hospital to hospital in search of treatment. Sky News reported cars carrying sick people and their desperate relatives lined up for oxygen canisters being provided by a Sikh temple in East Delhi. For the fourth straight day, India on Sunday set a global daily record of new coronavirus infections, spurred by an insidious new variant that emerged there. The surge has undermined the government's premature claims of victory over the pandemic. Health officials are scrambling to expand critical care units and stock up on dwindling supplies of oxygen. Hospitals and patients alike are struggling to procure scarce medical equipment that's being sold on the black market at an exponential markup. The drama is in direct contrast with the government claims that nobody in the country was left without oxygen in a statement made Saturday by India's Solicitor General Tushar Mehta before Delhi High Court. The president of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, told the New York Times Sunday that American tourists who have been fully vaccinated will be allowed to visit the European Union this summer. Von der Leyen said the rapid pace of vaccination in the U.S., along with advanced talks between officials in the U.S. and the EU over official vaccine certificates, will enable the 27-member bloc's executive body to restore transatlantic travel. Indonesian authorities say a brigadier general was killed in an ongoing clash between security forces and a rebel group in the rest of Papua province. This is